Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power, for you to recognize that you can do anything you put your mind to and accomplish it. Every day is not necessarily going to be the greatest day in the world, but that doesn't mean you can't smile and at least try to attempt to make it that. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. I want you to look at your reflection and love what you're seeing. Even if it's not exactly what you want it to be, just love yourself. That's the whole idea of the title of this podcast today. It's a way for us not to get caught up in a moment or a situation, and for us to understand our actual power in life is not to do that. So let's move into the mantra. Today is the day for us to say to ourselves, yes, we can learn a new language. Yes, we can change our mind. Yes, we can decide we want to read a new book. Yes, we can decide we want to update our wardrobe. Yes, we can decide that we want to try something new. And yes, we can decide that we want to travel. We want a new car. We want to actually sit down and figure out how we can buy a house instead of renting. Or we want to figure out how we can sell the house so we can go back to renting because having a house costs too much money. Regardless of what you want to do, where you are in your journey, or what you want to achieve or succeed at, you should be saying to yourself, yes, you can. That should be something that you're saying. We got to get past the idea that we're not going to succeed at things, or we have to have the idea that we will succeed. That's the idea, right? We have to be saying to ourselves, yes, we can, right? Succeed, take a test, pass it, get some licensing, decide you want to change your job, decide you want to change your major at school. Maybe you want to change your dorm around. Maybe you want to change your room around at home. Maybe you're really ready finally to get your own apartment and you want to move out of your parents' house. Or maybe you decided you can't afford anything, so you just want to live in the basement. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it and succeed at it. The only way you're not going to succeed is if you don't try to do it. Moving into the next part of the conversation is never give up. How can you love yourself or anyone else if you're not going to persevere through the difficulty to get to the better side of it? And I keep choking because my allergies are driving me nuts. Moving on from the never give up is the idea of why not today? We cannot put off today for tomorrow, assuming that we have time we don't have time for, because then we're pretending like we have the ability to play, and we don't. So, let's fix the dishwasher today. Let's send that email we were supposed to send out. Let's plan the kids' play date. Let's go look at that car we need to buy. Let's go maybe look at apartments or a house or do the paperwork or do everything that we need to do to actually get things done. Let's do these things, right? Let's go to the store we need to go to buy that gift. Let's be responsible. Let's go to the bread store. Let's be the people we need to be to succeed. And if we don't do that, we're not winning. Moving on from that, is the idea of the headlines. Looks like Biden is making up stuff about Mike Johnson. No surprise. But I don't really know if Mike Johnson's on our side, because he's making a lot of weird decisions that are really...
She's frustrated, and we all are, to your point. Every conservative is frustrated about our current position. We have the smallest majority in U.S. history.
I think that it's hilarious that Hunter Biden didn't get away with having his lawyer take away information from him. In fact, it got knocked down by the judge. That just happened tonight. It's a shame that yesterday on Easter, Joe Biden made it some appreciation for LGBTQ or some trans crap. I don't care if the holiday doesn't come back in 85 years. Can we just have Easter? Why do these people hate Christians that much that they have to attack them on Easter? That is so tacky and just uncalled for. But okay. This is who these people are. Instead of Joe Biden showing up to the funeral of that police officer that got murdered by someone that had 21 counts on his record that shouldn't have been out anyway, he was raising money, and he only raised $25 million, and looks like Trump has him beat by 10. How exactly do the Democratic Party think they're going to be able to run on principles from one of the worst presidents in U.S. history, Obama? And that's going to help them vote for Biden, because Obama is not the president. Biden is. And while I think he is running a shadow presidency, and I totally think Biden is a puppet, we're not voting for him. So when I watch clips on Jesse Waters with Democrats saying that they want to see Obama or Bamas or whatever they call him for a nickname, I'm concerned because they're not voting for him. So how does this work?
Yeah, I think you're referring to our procedural rules on the floor. We've had 47 Republicans, House Republicans, in this over this Congress over the last year and 4 months, who've decided that at various times they'll vote against our own procedural rules on the floor. Not to get too deep in the weeds of process, but that really matters, because if you can't pass your own rule on the floor, it means votes have been passed by suspension, which is...
We've got a problem in the Senate, and we've got a problem in the House, and I'm not sure how we're going to get to November, but I'm not thinking that Biden understands what he's doing. Yesterday, he just decided that a holiday that has been Easter every Easter since is not a day for trans people. How many more fucking days do they get? I'm starting to get irritated about this, because there is no Young Women's Works in Corporate America Day. There is no I'm My Mom's Daughter Day. There is no I'm This or That Day. That doesn't exist. So how do we do this? Why do we keep giving days away to trans people? Why are they utilizing this scheme where they allow these kids or these adults to undergo surgeries that are going to make them eunuchs for a gain? Why are we pretending carelessly like the green energy thing is real and it's going to work? It isn't. Look at the statistics. Look at the numbers. They don't make any sense, do they? Of course they don't. Nobody is buying these electric cars. There are no purchase orders. This is for a niche, minor group of people. And they are not the majority. They are the minority. Do you understand that this past week there were Hamas supporters going into a Catholic church in New York, interrupting a service? And anybody that knows anything understands how important that is in the Catholic, in the Catholicism, in the Catholic faith. Thursday is Holy Thursday. That is the beginning of the week for us. Friday is Good Friday. Then we have Saturday, where we welcome in new people coming into the Catholic faith. Then, of course, Sunday is Easter. It's a 4-day holiday, and they decided it was appropriate to do that then. Why is it that these people don't attack Muslims or Jewish people or any other religion, but they continuously attack Catholics? This is really crazy, right? And I witnessed it before I even became Catholic. And now that I am Catholic, it just irritates me more. Because literally, I go to church every Sunday. I participate basically in everything at church because I love my church. I love my family. I love our community. Right? When I did the RCIA, I meant it when I said I was going to be someone important and a part of the church, and that's what I've really implemented for myself. But it just feels like we just constantly get attacked to the point where these people are protesting on a holy holiday that is universal, and the Democratic Party did not post the uniparty trans crap in Spanish, because the majority of Spanish people are Catholic. So you know what that means, right? They don't want them to know what's actually happening. No surprise. Moving on from that, Biden continues to scramble because he doesn't have the votes he needs. He doesn't have a lot of these states that he's going to need. Most of the purple ones he's going to need to flip. East Palestine Hamas supporters show up to the mass, like I just said, and that was ridiculous. They continue to attempt to remove religion, but the more they attempt to remove a religion and the more they pretend like God doesn't exist and practices and that faith isn't real and that the idea of believing in Jesus Christ is insane and shunning Christians and pushing and trying to silence us, or you're trying to condemn me before I believe in God and I go to church every week. The more you do that, the more you make us the outsiders, the more you make yourself an outsider. Jesus is all but real. I am Catholic. I'm not Jewish. I'm not going to say anything against the Jewish faith or any other faith. But I 100% believe that Jesus Christ is a being, an all-knowing, everywhere being. That he is going to return back here, and that there is going to be hell to pay, and there is no wrath like his wrath. And I do think that a lot of people are going to get left here, and I am not going to be one of them. But when these people act like this, and they show their real colors, and they attack my church family, my father, the deacon at my church, they attack my people and me and my family and my husband and everybody that I love. This is a different kind of a conversation. It is inappropriate for any of these fucking people to come to any parish anywhere in the world during Holy Week, because we don't do that to your fucking religion. So you can't do that to ours. And maybe we should show up to these motherfuckers' places of belief. And maybe we should blast music. In fact, maybe we should play Christian music and show up where they go and see how they like it, right? When has anyone ever done that to them? Let me give you the answer. Never. These people don't get attacked the way they attack us. There aren't Catholics running around making fun of gay people and trans people, calling them mentally ill the way they should. That doesn't happen. But maybe it should. I say all the time that these people have mental illness because they do. The idea that you're trying to change your sexuality to the point where you want body parts removed and you want to take medication for the rest of your life, the only person that you're making happy is the doctor convincing you to do this dumb shit. Because do you understand that these surgeries cost like basically $200,000, and you're always going to be a patient? Just what is wrong with you people? The Democrats even know what's going on. They're running around saying fake media. They don't understand Biden's numbers, and they think that what's pretend isn't real. I think that the United States of America is completely broken. We're completely shattered, and none of us have any idea what's happening. It's very sad to watch this. But yesterday really pissed me off. And today made it even worse. I'm probably not going to be alive in 85 years. Probably my great-great-grandchildren will be alive, or maybe humanity will cease to exist by that time. But I pray to God that if humanity does still exist, we have enough insight to understand that they can't have that day too. It's not for them. Somebody needs to stand up and be the adult and tell these people what it really is. You are a minority of a minority of a minority. There's not enough of you to have this much speak. It's just getting insane. I looked at a list of different days that they have given to the trans community. They gave them a month. They gave them a week. They gave them certain days. They took away Columbus Day. They keep making these dumbass decisions that are only affecting America in the wrong way. And it's not just America that makes them. It's all these fucking stupid Western countries. I'll even add Spain into that. You keep making decisions for a minority group of people, and the minority group of people aren't the people that pay the taxes and stuff. So the more we do this, the more you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And that's just it. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I will not be silent because you don't. And I'm not going to cave into your ignorance and your hatred toward us. It is completely irrational, embarrassing, and sad to watch your motives and your movements attacking Donald Trump because he is on the side of Christians and believers, and he promoted a Bible. You attack Donald Trump because he promoted a Bible, and he is not the only president that has promoted a Bible in history. And hopefully he won't be the last one. Are you kidding me? Hochul lied this weekend about trying to go to Dillard's funeral, and family members told her they didn't want her there. You know why they didn't want her there? Because her policy is the reason he is dead. Joe Biden is the reason that that young man is dead. He left a wife and a child. And he loved his job. And nothing makes me feel better than hearing a police officer say that he likes being a police officer. We need more men that like to do stuff like that. This is just sad. How many more women and children have to pay the biggest sacrifice because the government is too stupid to understand reality? The day after Easter, I'm still grateful, I'm still humble, and I'm still ready for this fight. I will not back down. Ben Shapiro won't scare me, and no one else will. God first, then country. God, family, and country. That's it. I stand by the United States of America, and I will put paint on my face, and I'll fight in this war. Because if we don't fight together, they're just going to win. They're just going to beat us. We have to fight. We have to speak our peace, and we will not be silent. No, I will not give in to your hatred. I do believe in Jesus Christ. And on Holy Week, you didn't stop us. You won't stop us on Sunday, and you won't stop us on Bible studies, and you won't stop us. In fact, you're only pushing us to go to church even more. Moving on from politics and policies, appreciating every day. The idea of appreciating every day is just being happy you woke up with 10 fingers and 10 toes that you can see, hear, and speak. The idea of appreciating every day is understanding that everything is not going to necessarily be perfect, because I really don't think perfection exists. But you woke up and you have the opportunity to make it a good day, even if it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good day. Maybe you're not having a good day. Maybe you're off. You can't remember your passwords. Nothing's working right at your job. Maybe that is the case. But maybe it isn't. You get to set the mood. You get to turn something bad and make it good, You get to make the cloud their sunshine. You get to make those decisions. Not anyone else. So appreciating today is appreciating the opportunity that you have to make today a better day. By just saying to yourself, today is going to be a good day. Every day I wake up in the morning when the alarm goes off, and the first thing I do is say, thank you, God, for waking me up today. And every day before I go to get into the car to drive to work, I say, thank you, God, for everything that you've given me. I'm appreciating the fact that I have the opportunity to take every day as a new journey, a new road, and a new opportunity. Opportunities need to be met with positivity and happiness. That's the idea of appreciating your days. It's appreciating the fact that you have the opportunity to make it better. Enjoying your life, meaning don't let people steal your joy, take away your light, tell you you have to be miserable, point out things they've done and think that they have all the answers. That's not enjoying your life. That's listening to people talk about themselves. Be able to disconnect yourself from your job, your school, some people that are around you that are talking a bunch of nonsense. Enjoy your life. Make plans for your life. Take vacations. Use your PTO. Take weekends off. Travel. Take road trips. Go visit somewhere you've never visited before. And even if you don't like to do any of that, maybe watch a new show on Netflix. Buy a new couch. Get a new bed. Maybe you like to thrift like I do. Go to a new Savers. Go to a new Goodwill. There's so much you can do. There's really no way for you to be miserable. Enjoying your life is doing things you like to do, right? Why don't you try a new restaurant you haven't been to? Why don't you try a new food you haven't tried before? Why don't you try to make something in that air fryer that's in the kitchen that you never touch? Enjoy your life. What's the idea of becoming incredible? The idea of becoming incredible is being yourself. Recognizing pain, recognizing life, recognizing change, and embracing it all. The idea that there is no perfection. We are not guaranteed anything. And no, we can't project ourselves into anything. Sure, we can try to change people's minds and utilize our star power to project the light because we are the stars and we have starlight. And we can certainly do that, but that doesn't mean people are going to necessarily follow us. Sometimes people are really picky about following things they don't know anything about. So maybe you need to explain it to them. When I'm standing in church and I'm a greeter and people come to church and they say they've never been there before, I say, well, it's wonderful to meet you today. We're so happy that you're here. And I welcome them into the church, and they might have never heard anybody say that to them before. But the idea of love and welcoming makes a really great situation even better. I had somebody tell me on Sunday after church, after we sang, they enjoyed watching me because they could tell that I loved singing in choir. And I said to her, I love singing in choir because I know I'm singing to Jesus and he can hear us from down here. And she said, that is so beautiful. And I'm like, it is beautiful because we're singing together. We're singing together as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And there's no better way to spend my Sunday. And that is the light of my life. So, you know, becoming incredible is becoming who you are and loving that. And incredibly reaching for stars and conquering goals and doing things you've never done before and persevering through difficulty and becoming fearless and unstoppable. Earlier, I talked about the fact that we're in a war right now. We are in a war. And becoming incredible is understanding that every day, every second, every minute, every hour, that our voices, our choices, our light is the defeat of the darkness. And we cannot stop, not for 1 second, not for 1 moment. Learning to play a new instrument. Like, I know how to play the flute and the clarinet and a little bit of the piano. But I kind of want to learn how to play like the guitar. My dad used to play the saxophone, but that's just way too complicated for me. I feel like there's just no way I'm going to be able to do that. The drums don't look too difficult. But there's so many instruments. I really wish that I could play like the violin or the cello. Oh my God, those instruments are beautiful. During church service last week, we had a violin and a celloist playing with us when we sang, and it just made everything sound that much better. It gave such a different level of volume to our voices that, like, I kind of wish they were there every week, but it definitely was amazing. What instrument would you like to play if you could learn one? Would you want to play the saxophone? Would you want to play the clarinet? Would you want to learn how to play the piano from scratch? What would you really like to learn? And how many lessons do you think it would take you to learn it? I feel like if I was really, really seriously interested in playing the piano, I feel like I'd have to start like from the beginning. Like, granted, I know how to do a little bit of piano, but if I really wanted to get serious about it, I'd have to start from the beginning. What do you think? A gym regimen. A gym regimen is following the same regimen every week. Like, are you going to go 3 times? Are you going to go 4? Are you going to have a personal trainer? Are you going to drink water? I feel like a gym regimen is definitely important, and I really need to get back on mine. It's just these last couple of weeks I've been busy with life, and that has like taken over everything. But I really want to get back to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Three or four times a week, I want to get back to my trainer. I have to do pull work on Tuesday for the primary presidential election, so I can't do it this Tuesday, but I am going to go Thursday. I just want to get back into a regimen of making my health and my life the most important with me. I struggle with like anxiety, feeling like I have this idea of what I want to look like, and I'm struggling with, am I ever going to get back to that point? And I'm really focusing, and I'm eating correctly, I'm drinking the correct amount of water, I'm going to the gym, I'm doing all these things, and I just don't know if it's working right. So I was considering this thing I found called Row, where you could do shots into your side. That's somewhat of a help, but I don't really know what I'm going to end up doing. I told you about Golo before as well. We'll see what happens, but a gym regimen, workout buddies, having a trainer, getting excited about working out, even if it's some of it's cardio or the entire body. This is really a necessity for you to be healthy. Honestly, honest actions require honesty. And if you're a liar, a denier, and a con artist, there are no honest actions. People typically try to pretend like there's somebody else to convince you to do something. I don't ever do that. And I work in the financial field, right? People come to me all the time. I have appointments at my job, right, where I'm dealing directly with customers. I work in a customer-facing financial environment. There's times when I have to contact the customer to talk to them as well. But I don't really think the idea is that you want to be that person, that you're lying about your intent to convince somebody to do something. Because when you lie about your intent and you're trying to convince somebody to do something, then your intent isn't actually help them. It's to help yourself. Now, that shouldn't be the answer. No, the answer should be that you're finding something to help the person achieve what they're trying to do. That's it. Honest actions is the only way to succeed. Lying and denying and making things up isn't going to lead you anywhere. except for to a headache. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's talk about too many shows to watch. So right now I'm watching Hell's Kitchen. I'm watching Next Level Chef. I'm watching something on Netflix. I got a lot of things going on. I'm trying to watch all these things all at once. But I'm going to get to them one thing at a time. Monday Night Raw sucks. I'm tired of hearing about the bloodline. Roman Reigns is getting on my nerves. And I like The Rock, but I feel like he already had his time. And it's kind of annoying that he keeps coming out. And he wants to just take over WWE. And the idea that The Rock and the other dude come out on Monday or Friday or whatever day of the week it is, and they dominate the entire show, means that there's nothing on there to dominate it. Clearly, he injured Cody. Because, well, why do they have to continue to act like that? I feel like that's the most irritating part about WWE. I'm not seeing any actual fighting. They're just talking. And they do that for, like, hours. And why is WWE on from 8 to 11 on Monday? That is way too long. What happened to USA? I don't know. USA used to have, like, good original shows, good original series, and great content. And now it just replays the same crap over and over and over again. And it doesn't have any actual content anymore. Did that happen because of streaming? Or did that happen because they don't have any good ideas anymore? I feel like that's the problem with cable TV. The actual stations that are on there, how do they compete with streaming? How does that work? The season of Hell's Kitchen I'm on right now, we're at the last six, so they're all competing to get into the last spot to see who's going to win. I don't know. I feel like some people were better than others, and every season I watch this, I'm left wondering who's going to win, but pretty much I can guess. I don't know who's going to win this one. I mean, I really don't know. Columbo is definitely one of my favorite shows to watch. It was on Hallmark, and it was on Great American Family this weekend for Easter. Disney, stop the bad movies. Disney just said that they wanted to make over Snow White. Snow White is white. So the idea that they were trying to make over Snow White with a person that wasn't white is insane. And Disney keeps creating these woke and going broke movie ideas. Like, a lot of what they've done in the last year or something has failed, and no one's watched any of it. And I like Disney Plus, right? I like some of their sci-fi, Star Wars, like that type of Disney or even Marvel. I'm totally a comic book girl in all ways possible. You know I love comic books. You know I love retro video games. I'm the person watching this stuff. And I gotta tell you, I don't want to watch it. Right, I don't like feeling like I'm watching something woke when I'm watching something. I'm watching it because I want to take a break from the reality I live in and watch something that might be cool. Not because I want you to wake me up while I'm watching a cartoon with my nephew who's 8 and doesn't really know what the hell is going on. And then I got to sit there and monitor him looking at this because I'm hoping to God he doesn't actually take this crap seriously. And I'm about to have another nephew and niece. So now I got to do the shit all over again with them. And they're going to be babies. And it's just, and at some point we're going to have kids. So like, how do you protect these children? This stuff is not for kids. That's my concern with Disney. Outside of Star Wars and Marvel, the kid content, it's not for kids. And I'm totally boycotting Daily Wire right now, but Binky is definitely a more sustainable option for children. But I don't know if I'm willing to get past what Ben Shapiro did to Candace Owens to watch that. So we'll get back to you. What's at the movies right now? Dune. I'm probably just going to wait till that comes out on Max, although I still haven't watched them. Barbie yet, which is really sad. It's been out for almost a year and I still haven't looked at it yet, but I will. Moving on from watching things to eating thing, ham. So we had ham yesterday for Easter. It was pretty good. I had asparagus and surprisingly I ate all of it. Limiting sugar. How do you limit sugar? By not drinking things that have sugar in it. Cutting sugar, replacing carbs with veggies. drinking more water, putting lime or lemons in them, getting creative with what you're, how much water you're drinking. If you start water off at the beginning of the day, that's the first thing you drink, I recommend you drink like 60 ounces of it, then you'll be full longer. Then you'll be less likely to want to consume sugar. I feel like the reason why I want to start drinking coffee black is because I just want to take myself away from just carbs, 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 calories, calories, calories. We need to be eating lighter and righter. More homemade McCormick, more homemade. We need to be thinking of ways that we can make food at home the correct way. Now, I do have a meal prep service for lunch, but I do want to make dinner at home, right? There's some things I don't want to just order that out. McCormick is a great seasoning, and if you haven't tried it, you should. Fast food is too expensive. It just continues to go up. Like, I spent... Every time we order certain food, it's like the price is like $50 or something. And it's just like, why does it cost this much money? Like, I remember when you could order a Chinese food, you could order like two of them for like $20. Can't do that anymore. Like, juices, like healthy juices are like $8 for a small. Like, a latte at Starbucks is $7. Granted, that's a venti, but still. Like, a lot of this fast food is not affordable. And, like, if it's not affordable, who is it for? I'm starting to question it. Utilizing your air fryer, because you can legitimately put everything in the air fryer and it tastes delicious. My friends, that is the end of the pod of Born to Be a Star. And don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. I have to be up in 6 hours, so I'm going to sleep right now. And I don't know if I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow because I have to be in a poll from 5:15 to probably 8:15. Taking a PTO day from work. And I'm probably going to be very tired tomorrow when I get out of this. But maybe I'll be energetic. We'll find out. I got to go to work the day after, and that is never fun. So we'll see what happens. It's... very interesting. But if I don't podcast tomorrow, you know why. And I'll get back to you Wednesday if I can't make it on Tuesday. But I'm going to do my best to do the podcast after I get out of the voting. Anyways, thank you for being a star wherever you are. Don't forget your light in the darkness. And when somebody tells you that you can't, remember that you can. You are the bright light in the darkness of the night. You are the beginning, the middle, the end, everything, all at once. You're omnipresent, just as Jesus Christ is. You are a light untouchable by any darkness, as bright as the sun, an omnipresent being that has the ability to turn off, turn brighter, and be lighter. I want to encourage you, inspire you, and instill in you the fact that you are the light. Together, brothers and sisters, from all around the world. Not only are we going to change this world, but we are going to change this universe, this galaxy, the entire thing. We are the biggest show of all. We are time in itself. I want to inspire you to understand your presence, your being, and your star power. Let us light up the galaxies among the galaxies and change time itself, because we are light and we defeat the darkness. The darkness won't ever defeat us. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye.